Bez Hashem continue the Shmiras HaLashon Shara Zechira Perek Zayin Shemner 50, discussing how a person who speaks Lashon Hara, he is harming himself. V'gam a mekablin tfilosoi l'mayla over zeh. When the person speaks Lashon Hara, his tfilos do not go up to Shemayim. Imagine a person goes to shul to daven, and somebody next to him is disturbing him, and he can't concentrate well. And because he can't concentrate well, because the person's phone keeps on ringing, or because he brings little children to shul and they take out the toys and they're banging and this and that. Someone told me he went to davening Rosh Hashanah, and he says his whole davening was ruined because this little boy was brought there with the trucks and the trains and this and that. Yet he had no davening. It's quite annoying. You get annoyed. My davening. I want my tefillos to go up to Shemayim. Now imagine a person goes to shul. And he ruins his own davening. What excuse? What are you going to say about that? When a person speaks Lashon Hara, he has to realize that his tefillos, her tefillos, will not go up to Shemayim. This is what the Chafetz Chaim is telling us now. And he brings us from the Zayah Kodesh that a person who is guilty and he causes of this evil speech of Lashon Hara, his tefillos cannot go up to Shemayim. And one of the explanations behind how this works is like this. I'll give a mashal with my own words. You go to the backyard of your house, the side yard usually maybe, and you pick up the hose, and you turn on the water. Now if the beginning of the hose, the mouth of the hose, was in the mud, so as soon as you turn the water is going to start coming out, but it's dirty. It's dirty water because it was sitting in the mud. When the person's mouth is dirty from speaking Lashon Hara, and then he takes that mouth and he says, Hashem svasai tiftach ofia giti losecha. What's he doing? He's putting shmutz. It's the words of Hashem svasai tiftach are preceded by the schmutz of the Lashon Hara. And it's called a klipa, a shell. So up to Shemayim goes the tefillos. What does Hashem see? Hashem sees the schmutz. Hashem sees Lashon Hara. Where are the words Hashem svasai tiftach? Where are the words Shema koileinu? Hashem, listen to my voice. Rifa'einu, Baruch aleinu. We're davening to Hashem. We need parnasa. We need health. We need everything. Where are the words going? We can't see the words. What do we see? Lashon Hara this day, Lashon Hara that day, Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara. Rechilus, Moitzi Shemra, Oinaz Dvarim. That's what's going up to Shemayim. And then when the person, Rachman Litzlan, they start saying Tehillim for a Chayla, for a Tzara. So the Tehillim is preceded with all this schmutz, all this dirt of Lashon Hara. That's what the Zohar Kodesh is telling us over here. Now, how do we get the dirt off? How do we clean that hose properly? Well, we all know the answer to that question. It's one word answer. It's called tshuva. Tshuva. Before we go daven, before we say Tehillim, Ain't tzaddik bar zashiyasatay v'lecht. It's possible, as we've learned the Gemara, we might have spoken Lashon Hara. So you know what we should do? Is to say, Hashem, please accept my tshuva. I mean it sincerely. And the way you show Hashem that you mean it sincerely is because somewhere, some time of the week, you have a seder, a limud, in Shmiras HaLashon. I don't mean the specific sefer that we're learning now. In the svarim of the Chafetz Chaim, and something about watching what you say. When the person, the Chafetz Chaim himself writes, when the person learns from these types of Sfarim, so then he's showing Hashem, I want to do better. And that's a tshuva. Not just to say, okay, I want to do better, and then he doesn't do anything about it. Lo yamid yishe ikir ala maises, the action. Show Hashem an action that you want to do better. Baruch Hashem, everyone here in person, everyone listening to the recordings, you're showing Hashem. The mere fact that you're on this group and listening to this shiurim, you're showing Hashem, I want to do better. should all be zeich that our tefillahs, all of Klai Yisrael's tefillahs, should be answered.
Amen.